We begin today's meditation with a few sipping exercises to remind us a little treat can go a long way. So pick up your McCafe iced coffees, close your eyes, and deep sip in. And deep satisfaction out.
Take a treat retreat at McDonald's. Right now, get a McCafe iced coffee in any size and any flavor for just 99 cents until 11 a.m. Price of participation may vary.
Hi, this is Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter. I'm the head coach for JobSearchCoachingHQ.com, and welcome to episode 1014 of No BS Job Search Advice Radio. Happy Valentine's Day, folks. If you're not married, not in a relationship, I hope you have wonderful memories of someone who you've loved and someone who loves you. Doesn't have to be a romantic relationship. Just take a moment and remember the good times in life. They don't happen all that often. Today's show, speaking of not happening all that often and the good things in life, it's one about recruiters. You love recruiters, don't you? And this one very simply asks a question about whether it's normal for a recruiter to ask about salary when I'm not looking for a job. Hope you find this helpful. Hope you give the show 5 stars in iTunes or Stitcher. It helps other people discover the show. If you're interested in my coaching, listen to the end of the show. I have information there that will help you. And if we're not connected on LinkedIn, please send a connection request to me at linkedin.com/IN/ guess what? The Big Game Hunter. And now, let's get going, okay? Is it normal to get a call from a recruiter and get questioned about current previous salaries while I'm explaining that I'm not looking for a move? The answer is yes. However, let me dissect what's going on. They're trying to fill a position. They're sourcing for a job. They're trying to find someone with a particular background. Here's what they've got. They've got a job description. Or an outline from a client about what the client is looking for, including prices that they're willing to pay for this talent. So you're saying, I'm not interested, but they're doing one of two things. They're going to try and convince you because your salary is much lower, and they're going to try and persuade you with money. Or if you're in the middle of interrupting them and going, hey, look, I'm not interested, and they're still talking about salary, they're trying to build their database so they have an idea of what price point you're at for the future so that this way they can recontact you, when they have something that makes sense. But the first scenario is the most likely one. That's the one where they're trying to find out, can they talk with you about salary? Can they persuade you with money, even though you're not interested? For example, you're making $100,000 a year, $125,000, whatever it is. And they say, this is a position that'll pay between $110,000 $125,000 on the first scenario, or you're at $125,000 and they'll say, this is a position that can get you to $140,000, maybe $150,000 plus bonus. There's just so much money in there. They're just going to try. They're just trying to break down your defense. So yes, it's normal because most recruiters, at least in the contingency business, not in executive search, but in the contingency recruiting, what they're trying to do most of the time is break you down in two ways. Number one is money. Number two is opportunity. They've got a career opportunity where a client is looking for a rock star to work for them and do magical things. And I'm being goofy there, but that's really what most of the sales pitches come down to. So, yes, it's normal. Yes, it's very much part of the repertoire of recruiters. And no, you don't need to comply. I want to repeat that. No, you don't need to comply. But, I want you to hear that big but. The person who gets ahead isn't always the smartest or work the hardest, although those are great qualities to have. People get ahead by being alert to opportunities and not falling for company pablum that wears them down and gets them stuck in a job that they say they're happy at, until one day there's someone who calls out to them and says, "Hey, Shirley, come here. Meet us in the conference room." And then they fire you when the economy turns south. You're the chairman of the board of your organization. In my case, it'd be the Altman organization. And thus, I'm responsible for me, and you've got to think like the chairman of your organization as well. If you're a compliant, meek, little, nice person working for a company, you're going to lose out, and eventually your employer is going to spit you out. Don't believe me? Look at what happened to millions of people just in the United States between 2008 and 2010. Look out for yourself. Don't just pause and go, "Hey, I'm in a good job. This is a good job. I like my good job. Maybe there's a better one." Listen. Be smart. If you listen and then decide, you know, this isn't for me. The commute's too long. The money isn't right. You know, I can't do it right now. You know, we've got this trip that we're planning. You know, whatever the reason is, don't do it. But be smart. Listen. Then make the decision. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. If you did, here are a few ways to engage with me. First of all, I just want to start by saying that I no longer do recruiting. I coach people to perform at a high level. So again, I no longer do recruiting. But if you visit my website, which is thebiggamehunter.us, and look at the tabs on the top, you'll see a menu of choices available to you. First of all, you can hire me to do a resume and or LinkedIn profile critique, interview preparation, help you with a salary negotiation, answer your questions about your job search, advise you about a decision you have to make about a job offer. Those are all there as an option. I can do a job search makeover with you where we critique everything you've been doing in your search up until that point and come up with alternatives. If you're relatively early in your search, we can do a complete coaching program where I work with you from beginning to end in half-hour increments so it doesn't have to take a lot of time for each session. You can also connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Mention that you listen to the show because I love hearing from folks who like it and are interested in my help. Again, linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. You can take my classes on Skillshare, too, and become a premium member for 99 cents for the first few months. I have a link in the show notes. Just follow that link, sign up, take my classes. Lastly, I want to mention to you, you can find a lot of information at thebiggamehunter.us, and at times it may seem like it's too much. So you can look at the best of my material at jobsearchcoachinghq.com, where I've curated information that you can watch, listen to, or read to help you find work more quickly. Again, that's jobsearchcoachinghq.com. I'll be back tomorrow with more, and in the meantime, I hope you have a great day. Take care.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
This Thanksgiving, think outside the oven and get Thanks Grilling with Ace. Get a new grill and choose from top brands like Traeger, Weber, and Big Green Egg to add even more flavor to your Thanksgiving turkey, side dishes, and desserts. Plus, right now, get free assembly and delivery on all grills and accessories $3.99 and up. For the best help on the best grills, stop by your local Ace and get Thanks Grilling. Ace Rewards members only through December 24th. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions.